Hi everyone, it's AK. So, I decided to do a podcast because I think it will distract me from how I feel right now. So, as you guys know, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, that I live in Indiana. So, that is the Midwestern part of the U.S., which is notorious for weather foolishness. One day, it will be 35 degrees in the morning and you need to blast your heat on the way to work. And then at 3:30 in the afternoon on your way home from work, it will be 80 degrees. You need to blast the AC. So our temperature changes like the drop of a hat. I mean, I've sat there and watched it drop like 20, 30 degrees. I'm like, what? What is happening? So again, this is nothing new. However, I do suffer from migraines. And a lot of the times they are weather related. So right now, the entire day today, I've been struggling with weather related migraine. And I don't know if you guys know what a migraine is. It's not just a headache. Like it's like a physiological, there's way more than just your head hurting. There's sensitivity to light, there's nausea, you know, sensitivity to sound. You might, you know, just all kinds of foolishness. Like you can't focus, you can't concentrate. I mean, it's way more than just your head hurting. I see kaleidoscope, the kaleidoscope vision. Your vision gets weird and lights flicker and all kinds of stuff. So it's not just like, oh, I have a migraine. It's not just a really bad headache. If it's a really bad headache and there's no other symptoms with it, generally it's not a migraine. It might be a tension headache or something. So I've been experiencing the sensitivity to light. I've been experiencing the kaleidoscope view, and I'm really nauseous right now. So I don't know why, but growing up, my mom, like, used salt to help with nausea. Like, I guess it's like the chemical compound. I don't know. It was like sprinkle salt on your tongue. And I did that a few minutes ago and it did help, I guess. I don't know. You guys can let me know if you comment on this, what exactly that means. I know I've looked it up before, but I just know growing up, I saw that. And I saw, like, when she was pregnant with my siblings, you know, she just got some salt and just, you know, put on her tongue or whatever. And it seemed to help. So, but yeah, so I'm struggling and I thought, well, you know what, let me just lay here and just make a podcast and then hopefully distract myself from how I'm feeling, because I went to sleep. And then I took Excedrin migraine. So I woke up a couple hours ago and my head was still hurting. So I went ahead and took my prescription medication, which is Maxalt. So I've just kind of been laying here waiting for it to kick in. So that's why I'm doing this right now. So I hope you guys are having a better time with today than I am. Oh my goodness. And then, like, it's supposed to snow. The temperature's supposed to drop like 20 degrees. It's all kinds of foolishness going to happen the next few days. And I think it's tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. So tomorrow and Sunday that there is a high risk. They're both high risk days for weather related migraines. So I'm like, oh man, is this going to be my whole weekend? Because Monday is MLK day. And the school that I work at, we have that day off. So it's like, am I really going to spend my 3-day weekend, you know, in bed with a migraine? That would really suck. But it is what it is. Anyway, so this is the end of the first week of school, the first week back from the semester break. And it was a good, productive week, I think. It went really well. I had a bunch of different ideas. The kids liked them, which of course I hope so, because it was their idea. The kids were on board with the concept of, you know, come to class, 45 minutes, camera on, I'll drop your lowest grade. They were excited about that, and nobody had any problems with it. I think I talked about the whole devil's advocate foolishness with that one person, and they were like, why would we care? I'm like, exactly, why would you care? But anyway, so they seem to be on board with that. We'll see if they actually do it. We'll see if they actually show up. And I told them, you know, you have to show up, and you also have to complete the quiz. And you can't be like, oh, I was there. No, I have the list of attendance. And I can see, like, how long they were there, when they got there, when they left, you know, cameras on, all that kind of stuff. So I do have to pay attention and make sure I pay attention. But the classes, again, the school is pretty small. We have less than 100 kids, and it's K through 12. This is also only our second year. And I think my biggest class, I've got two classes right now because no one's taking U.S. government, because the U.S. government kids I had, it's only one semester. So I'm doing world history and then U.S. history. World history, I've got 5 and U.S. history, I've got 18. So out of 18 of those kids, not all of them are going to come to class. I think last semester I had 20 or 21 and some kids transferred or only needed one semester. And out of all of those kids, I think the most I had show up was maybe like 10, because again, if their grades are good, they're not missing assignments, they don't have to come. And it's like, I mean, if you don't have to go, why would you go? You know, like for instance, there was a meeting, our staff meeting was canceled for this week. It was taken off the calendar, you know, no big deal. And then there was an email from the principal saying that there was an optional like lunch check-in type meeting. And I was like, optional equals I'm not going. And I actually told the principal that last week. We had a meeting, a little like spur of the moment type conversation. And I was like, yeah, I told, you know, like, just, I told my students, optional, you don't have to come, you know, optional for me. And so there was one of my fellow teachers that sent me a message in the Teams chat. And they were like, did you check out the email about that, about the optional lunch meeting? And I'm like, yeah, I read it. And they're like, well, I kind of feel like it's saying optional, but the wording of the email makes it sound like it's not optional. Because, you know, it's one of those things like, you don't have to do it, but you have to do it type of thing. And I was like, look, it says optional. I'm not going. Like, I'm not doing it. And this was around the time where my head really started to hurt, where I really started to feel sick. That was this morning. And, but even if I didn't feel like that, I still wasn't going. I'm like, it's optional. And so I asked later, I was like, so I asked that teacher, I said, how many people didn't come? And I think it was a total of, I think it was a total of 4 people that didn't come. And this is a staff of about 18. So I think 4 didn't come, 1 left early, that kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, it's one of those things where people probably felt like it says optional, but I'm going to go anyway, you know, or some people probably really just want to check in and chat. Because I asked them, I said, did I miss anything? Anything important? They were like, absolutely not. They said it was just a chit chat type thing. I was like, well, you know, I hate chit chat. I don't like that at all. Like, unless I have something to say or there's something that's useful. And they said that they were sitting there and they weren't saying anything until they asked them a specific question and they unmuted and was talking. And I'm like, okay, no. So, and plus I'm awkward anyway. And it's just like, no, I'm glad I didn't go, you know, because again, I don't like chit chat. Said it was optional. So optional again equals I'm not going. So that was how today went with like the meetings and stuff like that. I did make sure I did some grading because there were things that were due already in the beginning of the week or the middle of the week that I was able to go ahead and grade. There's assignments that are due tonight, so I can't, you know, obviously grade those assignments are not due yet. But yeah, today was a pretty you know, slow day because I spent half the day kind of like dozing off and on, like kind of sleep. Like I had my computer up with my email up. You know, volume up is gonna ding if I get an email. I had my Microsoft Teams, you know, on my phone. So if there's a ding, you know, so it's like I wasn't gonna miss anything basically. If I was dozing, I was gonna hear the email ding on the computer or the Microsoft Teams ding. So I was available, but I was just so slow, you know. There was a message in the Teams chat and I couldn't like focus enough to answer it, like to answer the question. So when I finally answered, I was telling the team, I was like, hey guys, just so you know, I'm dealing with the weather-related migraine. I've taken meds and I'm just really slow. So, you know, here's my answer to the question. Because again, I talked about how I'm not going to say anything unless it's specific to me, you know? So it's one of those things where I'm not really involved in the team's chats because I either have nothing to say or it just doesn't, I don't care. But it is a matter of, you know, kind of like, hey, should I say something just so, you know, the powers that be, the principal and admin know that I'm around? But if you've used Microsoft Teams, you see that it will tell you when the person was last active. So I guess kind of like Facebook Messenger, maybe. So it's like, you know, if it's green, I'm obviously there right now. But it's like if it's yellow, so it's like away. It's like, oh, last active, you know, 12:30 p.m. Like, oh, okay, cool. Now, it'd be different if it said last act of like yesterday, like the previous day. So I wasn't really concerned, but the principal did kind of send me a private message and was like, you know, you're good to go. You know, go ahead, lay down and just kind of take care of yourself, that type of thing. So, but yeah, I did that. So I ended up getting up probably around like 2:30 p.m. You know, got in the shower, got ready, and went out to my table where I have all my stuff set up. And because I knew I had to record videos because I needed to record the weekly check-in type video things that has like the slideshow showing the kids what they need to do and kind of just any announcement they need to do. And so I recorded both of those and I was watching them. I hate hearing myself talk, probably like most people do. The way my voice sounds, it's just weird. So anyway, so I was watching it because it was only like a minute and 47 seconds or something like that. So I was watching it and I was like, oh my goodness, I am talking so freaking fast. Like, the way when I listened to it, you would think that it was like sped up. That's how fast I was talking. And I don't know why I was talking that fast. Honestly, when I talk fast in my head, it sounds normal. But I do know the way that I talk, somebody else hearing it, it is like really sped up. So when I listened to that, I was like, okay, I was speaking normally for myself, but it was sped up. So it's like, I know that I'm speaking the right speed, I guess, if when I'm saying it, I feel like I sound slow. And then I play it back and it's like, that sounds normal. So it's like, most times I can pick up on it. Like, okay, I'm starting to sound like how I normally talk. So that means I'm probably like talking too fast. Let me slow down. So, you know, so that I did that for the first video. The second video, I was more intentional with how I was saying things. So one class got the talking fast, one class got the talking, you know, lower, slower type thing, which it made me laugh. I wasn't going to redo it because, again, I mean, you could understand what I was saying, but it was just like, wow, why is she talking so fast? Is she all right? Like, but most of the kids at this point know that I talk fast. Like, they know that I don't like to talk. I don't like to speak unnecessarily. They know that I don't like chit chat. I don't like to be all involved in all these things that are, you know, unnecessary when it comes to like staff or whatever. I think I talked about the personality test thing, the character assessment, and one of my challenges was being a team player and building relationships with others, not just because students, I've got that down, the relationship with students, but the relationship like with the others, like with the staff. And I was just kind of like, I guess that's a challenge, but like, I kind of just stick to myself, you know, and just do my own thing. I've always been like that, but it's different being in an online environment with a super small school and a super small staff. Again, there's 5 high school teachers. So it's so small and it's just like, wow, I feel so awkward. I have nothing to say. Why am I here? You know, so that kind of thing. I'm like, well, I guess it is a challenge, but, you know, being a team player, building relationships, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, I guess you should have that kind of, but I just kind of feel like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let me do my job. If I have a question, like, I'll come to you and ask you. If there's something I want to participate in, I'll do it. That kind of thing. But it's just like, I don't like to unnecessarily insert myself into specific things. Like, if it's a Teams chat, like an all staff Teams chat or something like that, I don't feel the need to throw in a comment. Like, for what? Unless I have something to actually contribute to the conversation or something, like, I don't feel the need to say anything. But again, it's kind of a concern, like, this admin, they know I'm there, right? They know I'm there, they know I'm reading it, right? Like, I'm not like asleep or, you know, not doing my job. I'm literally like sitting right here following the team's chat. I'm just not saying anything. But I think the principal is aware of that. I've told her before. And I think she's aware that I kind of just lurk in the background. I'm kind of a creeper in that sense. I lurk in the background. So even though I don't say anything, she knows I'm still there, as does like my coworkers, like the other high school teachers know as well. So it's like, I don't want to be in trouble for like, okay, well, you didn't say anything in the Teams chat all day. You know, were you really at work? Were you really, you know, online? That kind of thing. And it's like, well, it says I was online. And then again, if the principal sends me a private message, I'll respond back right away because I'm sitting right there. Like, I'm sitting there looking at my phone or the computer because I've got Teams on my phone and then obviously on the computer. So I'm sitting there watching it unfold. So if she sends me a PM and it's like, hey, what's your opinion or whatever she does, I will respond back literally right away because I'm sitting there. So I think that, you know, as long as she's aware that I'm not like, you know, just kind of trying to front where I'm not really there and just kind of, no, I'm actually there, that kind of thing. So it's like, that's always a concern. Like, they know I'm there, right? It's just, you know, just that I don't want to have unnecessary comments, like, for what? Like, that's dumb. Like, I have other stuff to do, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, so today, other than the whole migraine situation, it was pretty chill. Fridays are chill days anyway, because we don't have students. It's asynchronous. So this is the day that we don't have office hours, like tutoring sessions. We don't have mandatory, you know, sessions for students. Like, students are offline on Fridays. It is their day to be offline, and it's our day to have teacher meetings, you know, staff meeting, department meeting, and then we will do kind of like, you know, this is where you grade, lesson plan, prepare for the next week. It's kind of what Fridays are. So Fridays are pretty chill anyway. And but I think I said before the previous video that, I don't know if I said it, but I'm so far ahead. I'm so far ahead, it's ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous, which is great, because I mean, me being so far ahead, I'm not really like scrambling or overwhelmed with stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do X, Y, and Z? I don't have enough time. And I'm thinking, bro, like, I'm straight for like the rest of the month, the rest of the year, the semester. Like, I have all of my stuff planned out for the entire semester. I've got the PowerPoint slides. I've got the activities. I have all the dates, like the start dates, end dates, due dates set up in the system. The only thing I need to do, well, I can't do in advance, is record like the weekly check-in type videos, because it hasn't happened yet. But I think I talked about in the last video how I decided to do separate videos for like the Bible, the biblical discussion part that I do. I decided to do separate videos because I promised the kids 5 minutes or less. And so I decided to do those videos separately. And I'm like, well, you know what? Since I do those separately, I could literally sit down and record every single video for the rest of the semester. So what I did yesterday, Wednesday and Thursday, was I went ahead and I recorded everything for January. So, because I have the virtue character trait for the entire semester, for every month. We all have the Bible story that's going to be used in chapel, our weekly chapel. The Bible story, we have the scripture, we have the verse of the week. Basically, I have everything I need to do it, which is great, because I didn't have that last semester. I didn't have everything for the entire semester, but I do now. And so I thought, I'm knocked out in January, let's keep going. I'm just going to keep knocking it out. I was going to do stuff earlier today, but I was like, you know what, why? I don't have to do it, I don't need to do it. So I didn't do it, you know. So I think I talked about using ChatGPT. So I researched the character trait, like the virtue. I reread the Bible story, the Bible verse, the verse of the week. I kind of study on that, and then I decide to pick a weekly topic that I can tie into that specific Bible biblical devotion that I'm going to create. And then I put all that in ChatGPT and it generates it, which is fantastic, because doing it, I could do it myself, but like, it would take so long. And sometimes it's so hard to get your thoughts on paper, like what you want to say and have it make sense. So that's kind of how I use ChatGPT, doing all my research, doing everything I need to do first, and then throwing in the question and having them do it, knowing it's legit because, you know, I read the Bible. I'm familiarized with the story. I'm familiarized with the virtue, the month, obviously my topic since I teach it, that kind of thing. So it's so much easier, you know. So I did that. So I think I am going to just knock those out, because I mean, if I have nothing to do in the sense of when it comes to like curriculum, lesson planning type stuff, you know, obviously stuff to do when it comes to, you know, like housekeeping type stuff, like the non-teaching part of education, that kind of thing. But if it's like, you know, if I have time to do that, I mean, hey, go ahead and knock that out. So I guess my next goal will be to knock out the month of February. You know, that'd be great to do it. you know, that I don't, because I don't need to wait on anything because I'm doing two separate videos, which I think is a fantastic idea. The kids seem to be receptive of it too, because I told them and they were like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, okay. And I said, you know, so I have more time and there's more the focusing on the content, that kind of thing. And I said, and then the weekly check-in video that where I share my screen and I show the PowerPoint slide and explain what is due for the week, how to do things, you know, reply to people in the discussion board and X, Y, and Z, that it's only going to be a couple of minutes, like a minute or two. So, you know, whether or not they actually watch this stuff, I don't know, because at the end of the day, you can really just pause the video and just read it. Like, you don't have to listen to it play. You can just kind of scroll through and pause it when you see the particular, like the specific slide that you need, just pause it and read it, which is fine. It's fine if they don't watch it. Even I do kind of like crack jokes and stuff. I think I'm kind of funny sometimes. Or maybe I'm so lame that it's funny. Like dad joke type stuff. I don't know. They get a kick out of it. So yeah, this week was a good week. It was nice, kind of chill, you know, coming back from Christmas break and that kind of thing. And it was just like, all right, you know, kind of laid out for the kids how the new semester is going to go, the changes I've made in the courses and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I think it went well. So, because one thing that I do like is that I get feedback from them because I ask them. I ask them what they think and what they would like to know or want or whatever, because it's their class. So any idea that I do, I'm not coming up with it myself. It's a combination of other people, like students' ideas and thoughts and stuff like that, putting that together or generating something based on that. Well, they told me they would like X, Y, and Z. So if I take that and put this and that and blah, blah, blah. So when I come up with stuff, it's not, I didn't make it up. I didn't pull out of a hat. I take what they say into consideration and make it work. So it's like any new idea I roll out, I always say, okay, this came from you guys. This was a suggestion from you guys. So like, if you don't like it, talk to your fellow classmates and be like, what did you say? You know, what did you kind of think? But I ask collectively as a class. I'm like, class, put in our chat, you know, put in the, because we do the, I think it's called Engagely. Engagely is what we use for our new virtual classroom thing. So we have a chat box and I'm like, throw it in the chat box, unmute your microphone, say it out loud, you know, send me a text message, an email. Like, you can tell everybody your idea. You guys can bounce it off of each other. It's not like only one person can say something. So I do get a lot of ideas and a lot of feedback, which is good because, again, like, this is for them, not for me, because I've already graduated high school. So, but yeah, that was pretty good. Next week, Monday is MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. I know that I think I talked about my listeners, most of them being in Ireland. So, I mean, I think people worldwide know a lot about American stuff because it's kind of in their face. They kind of can't help it. But in case you guys don't, Martin Luther King Jr., I hope you know who he is. Like, that's a world thing, I think. I'm pretty sure it's a world thing. If not, he was a civil rights leader in the 1960s, and he was assassinated. And so ended up, I think it was Ronald Reagan that signed it into law, making his this day a federal holiday. So federal meaning that, you know, the central government, is, if you work for the central government, U.S. government, it's closed. No mail, like no post office, no any type. If you work for any of the acronym agencies, you know, the DEA, FBI, CIA, etc., that you don't have to work. Like it's shut down. And then, of course, the part being that the states can choose if they want to observe it or not. And I think most states, I think I read somewhere that Iowa was the last state to recognize MLK, and that was 1999, I think. And I thought, wow. But yeah, so celebrating his birthday. So we do that. So that's what Monday is for us. And the state where I live in Indiana. Indiana observes it, and then it goes to specific school districts and that kind of thing. Honestly, I've noticed that the school districts that don't observe it, that still make their students come to school, are the ones that are like that have no or very little minorities, like more than minority population, so no blacks or anything. Like it's like the all white areas that have their kids go to school, which I mean they're entitled to. It's they're not forced to, you know, do it. But I have noticed that, like, they don't have that out. Because we have 92 counties in our state, so I kind of look at different things. I'm like, wow, they don't have MLK out? Wow. And then I look and see, oh, that's why. Because they're, oh, okay. That's the demographics of their district. That kind of explains why. But yeah, so where I work, we do it based on Indiana stuff. But also, I think that all the holidays that are, I think there's 11 federal holidays now. And that we go by all 11 of them. Like, we're going to have President's Day off, which is in February. Next month, we're going to have that off. And again, some places, they make their kids go to school on that day. That kind of thing. So, if you're not familiar with American federal holidays, to my international listeners, which is great, by the way. I'm so excited I have international listeners. Like, thank you so much. I don't know how you found it. I guess if you type in, to search, like, I don't think I have anything that's like specifically you have to type in to get if you're outside the US. I think it's pretty generic most of the time. But whoever's listening in Ireland or any other country, like, thank you so much. That's fantastic. It makes me feel like important because, you know, people in other countries listening, it's like, wow, I could barely get anybody in the United States to listen. You know, looking at the demographics of the listeners, because I saw it was mostly women. Which is, you know, understandable. Mostly women, and they listen to it off of, I think it was Apple Podcast was the most, I'm trying to remember. I think that was it. The Apple Podcast were, most listeners listen from that. So I think it was like mostly women, Apple Podcast, whatever. So it's pretty cool that Spotify, whatever it is now, Spotify for podcasts, whatever it's called, that they have, you can see the demographics of stuff, even the ages too. And I think it was like the older crowd listens to these podcasts, which I expected the older crowd to. I highly doubt, no offense, but I highly doubt Gen Alpha and Gen Z are going to listen to this kind of stuff because, I mean, let's face it, it's pretty boring unless you're interested in it. Like, as a young person, you know, teenager, you know, early 20s, like, this is boring. And it's like, okay, this person's talking about what? Like, I don't care. Unless you actually care about it. So it's understandable that the listeners I have are older people, which, again, all of it's great. I love that you guys listen. I checked the other day, I think it was yesterday, and I saw that I had one play on my most recent podcast. And I was like, yes, one person. I don't know who it is or where they're from, but thank you, that one person, for listening. It's the little things, right? When you see that, You post this and it's like, okay. Wait, one person listened to it? There's one play? Okay, I'm motivated to do another one. Maybe I'll get one other person. You know, I don't expect myself to go viral. I really don't want to go viral. That would be very intimidating to actually go viral. So I don't expect to, and I actually hope I don't. But at the same time, I would like more than one listener, you know? Like, I think there's three people that have subscribed to the podcast total. Which is great, but it's like, kind of spread the word. Come on, I say so much random stuff. Come on, somebody's gonna like it. You know, I hope. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so that's kind of what's happened with school and everything. With my PhD program, I think I talked in my last podcast about how I'm taking a class in March. And because I have to pay because I've been out of school for over six months. And if you guys know anything about the U.S. and student loans, they don't play about their student loans or, like, you know, taxes, all that kind of stuff. If you owe student loan money, you better pay it unless you have, like, deferment or forbearance. Because if you don't pay it, they're going to come after you, like, garnish your check, take your tax return, like, your refunds away, all kinds of crazy stuff. But for me, it's more of the fact that I'm not done with school, but I haven't been registered, but I have to pay because I want to take out more loans. And if you've defaulted, good luck trying to take out some more loans. So I had to pay, I think it was like almost $800 this month to one of the companies. I think I owe like 180K, give or take a few thousand. But yeah, so once I get registered and they get the notification that I'm back in school, that I'm enrolled full time in school, that they will stop harassing me for payment, which is great. But yeah, so taking this class in March, I mean, it's just like, it's 2024. I started this program in 2020. I've been off and on for the last almost 4 years now. And I have to have it done by 2027. I have 7 years to get this done. And it's just like, if I knew what I wanted to do my dissertation over, what the question was I had, the problem I want to address and fix, and all this kind of stuff, I would have been done already, guys. Like, I'm only dragging this out because I have no freaking idea. Well, I shouldn't say I do have an idea. I need to stop saying I've had an idea the entire time. I want to focus on education reform, but then it's like, what about it? What's a problem I want to address and tackle? You know, what is something that I could actually like measure, you know, surveys, go out and research, all that kind of stuff, you know, and that's where I'm stuck. So it's like, I would have got this program done in a heartbeat if I had known what I wanted to do. But I'm like, okay, I'm like, dude, it's 2024 now. I gotta do something. Because I'm actually past the halfway point. So from here on out, it's going to be more focusing on the actual dissertation process, getting the topics, get everything basically squared away to start the dissertation process. I think the dissertation, I think that's four classes, I think. That's a total of four classes. Like the last part of the degree program is four, it's four classes, four dissertation classes. So I'm like, okay, I've got all the basic stuff out of the way, like, you know, the introductory courses, the content, the required like stats classes and all that kind of stuff you had to do, qualitative, quantitative, all that. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? But I know I talked about how everything I've written so far has had something to do with a problem or a concern in education. So, of course, because the whole point is the papers that you write, the things that you write about, being able to use that in your dissertation. Because I've written, I don't know how many pages I've written. I've written like quite a few papers, obviously. I mean, you know, this program is basically just research and writing and that kind of thing. But I think, I mean, I've done like 15, 20-page papers like multiple times in classes. Like, so I've got probably a few hundred pages already written. But again, at the same time, I don't know. I'm just struggling. I'm really freaking out about it. If you couldn't tell, I'm really freaking out about it. Also, hence why that's part of the title of this podcast, you know. But I'm just kind of freaking out about it because, you know, I just help the people who are listening to this. I don't care if you're in Ireland or U.S. or Canada or wherever you are, help. Like, please, you don't have to be American or in the United States to help. You know, like, it's just something about education reform. Even like in your own country, if there's something maybe that is a problem in your country, I could be like, hey, that's an issue here in the US. I could address that, or I could, you know, look more into that, delve deeper and research into that. So, again, I think I have it set on here where you can like ask questions on the specific episode or something like that, or make a comment, whatever it is you can do. I think I have that turned on, or might be automatic or whatever. But if you have anything to contribute, like please feel free to throw that in the Q&A section or the comment section. Be like, hey, AK, I got this for you. Here, you know, look into this. Is this an idea? Is this is a suggestion? Like something, anything. Please help, please. So, because it's like, obviously, at some point, I'm gonna be like, this is AK, everyone, and I finished my PhD program. I am officially doctor. Yes, it's gonna happen within the next 3 years. So, I mean, I just need to, you know, get in gear and really figure out what the heck to do, because there's so much stuff. There is so much, and it's like, where do I begin? You know? And it's like, I read other dissertations. Like, there's other things I can do, but it's like, I don't know. I just need something to jumpstart me. You know, it's just a topic, something to do with education reform that's a big issue, something I can, or I guess also like realistic that I could actually try to solve the problem or offer solutions to the problem. Not something that's completely abstract and just far out there where I couldn't even make anything out of that. Because again, part of the dissertation is it's going to be published. You have to have it published. Like, people are going to read it. Like, it's going to be out there, you know? So it's just one of those things like, okay, I have to really buckle down and like, and get this done. So again, if you have any suggestions, please let me know. AK is like desperate. If you could not tell, I am desperate because I am so close. I'm like I said, I'm past the halfway point, you know, and it's like, I'm just freaking out. I need help. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Like, please help me, you know? But yeah, so that's that. Let's see, anything else? Any other random stuff? I don't have an agenda, obviously. It's just random stuff. Kind of how the week was going, you know. And then also a distraction, which this is working. At 36 minutes in, almost, and this distraction is working. So I no longer feel nauseous right now, which again was the whole point in doing this. Well, not the whole point, because I love doing these, actually. I really do like doing them. But the main point in this specific episode was to distract myself from feeling nauseous and all that kind of stuff, because it was really bad. And I think it might be a combination of the salt thing working and then this kind of taking my mind off of what I'm feeling physically and putting effort into creating this specific podcast episode and thinking about what I'm going to say and thinking about the week's events. You know how it is to distract yourself from something. You know, so it's working, which is fantastic. I knew it would, though. Of course I knew it would. Come on, you know. But yeah, so, I mean, I know I say this every few months. If you guys listen or even go back and look and see when I've created and posted episodes and podcasts, then I'm like, oh, I'm going to start doing this regularly again. And then I do a few episodes, and it's like, fast forward 6 months. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been gone for 6 months. I'm going to do this. I mean, you guys have seen it. I mean, if not, go back and look and see. Like, okay, AK posted all these episodes. And then I was like, okay, almost a year posted these. It's almost 6 months, you know. So I do want to do this regularly. But I know I talked about some of the issue is, you know, when you don't have people listen to it, when I don't have any plays or anything, you know, episode, you know, it's just kind of discouraging, you know. But I do feel like, I don't know. I mean, I guess, could this be considered some type of therapy, you know? Because, you know, like, well, I actually don't know. I might be the crazy one here. But, you know, how people talk to themselves, like, either, like, internally or, like, out loud. I don't mean, like, a schizophrenic type thing or, like, a multiple personality type thing where it's like you say something and then like another personality and nothing like that, another personality answers and it's like, yeah, AK, I agree, you know, no, like none of that. I mean just kind of like you talking stuff out, if that makes sense, where for me I do that all the time, because like talking stuff out loud, like with myself talking out, speaking it out, like I'm able to verbalize what it is and I process it better. So I can't be the only person that feels that way. So it's like, if I have something going on, it's like I'm trying to explain an idea or think about whatever it is, I'll start pacing around, you know, the house and talking to myself, speaking it out loud. And that's how I process it. And then it makes sense. It's kind of like when I read something that I've written, that I will play it. Like I'll do the read aloud on like Microsoft Word or whatever, where I hear it and read it at the same time, or that can, like I process it better because I'm auditory and visual. I have to see it, read it, and then hear it. So it's like I can read it just fine, you know, in my head or whatever, but then it's like reading it and listening to the words being said, it helps me process it better. So it's kind of the same thing when it comes to talking, like the self-talk thing, where I have these thoughts, I have like the ideas or whatever in my head, but then talking about it out loud helps me process it better or understand it better, especially if it's something from like a logical, rational, critical thinking type perspective. It's like, let me talk this out with myself and see if I can make it make sense that way. So I think that oftentimes that might be how I treat the podcast, in the sense of that aspect of it, because I know that I don't have a huge following of listeners, like a whole bunch of people that listen or whatever, which is fine. So it's like, I record these videos, not video, the podcast, I record them. And sometimes I'm saying stuff, and you might hear me pause and stuff because I'm actually processing what I'm saying out loud, that kind of thing. So again, I don't know if that's if that sounded crazy AF or not. Like, I'm sorry if it did. You know, I'm just being honest. I mean, first of all, I'm anonymous anyway, you know, AK, I'm anonymous. But so I hope that made sense to someone. And again, part of me explaining that out loud, processing it out loud, trying to make it make sense. So, but I can't be the only one that does that. I mean, you know, I don't know, whatever. Let's move on, because now I feel like I'm crazy. I mean, I know I'm crazy. I take pills for you, and I take my crazy pills. By the way, this is not a joke. I'm not joking about mental health. I'm not joking. I feel like I should make a disclaimer if anybody's listening. I'm not joking about mental health. I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody. I'm being legit. I'll be straight up right now. I have been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, bipolar disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. So if anybody is listening to this and you hear me talk about, you know, being crazy or things like that, crazy, but like, I'm not trying to be offensive and make light of it in a sense of like, oh my gosh, I struggle with this and she's making fun of it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not. 100% I'm not. And I just felt compelled right now to stop and be serious and say that I'm not making fun. I'm not making light. I'm not ridiculing other people if they struggle with this stuff, because I actually struggle with it. So it's like, I guess I'm kind of making fun of myself, right? But you know, sometimes you hear people say stuff. It's kind of like when people get bothered, which I get bothered, when people are like, oh, the weather is so bipolar. Even though the context of them using bipolar is correct, but bipolar being the mental disorder, mental illness, mental whatever, if you will, it's kind of like, well, dang, like, are you making fun? Are you making light of bipolar disorder? Like, what are you doing, dude? So that's not what I'm trying to do. And I know there are plenty of people that do that, that make fun and make jokes. But again, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or be offensive. Part of it's because, like, if you can't laugh at yourself, who can? So again, I do struggle with mental health issues. I've been diagnosed. I take medication every day. I'm just gonna be straight up and be honest with you guys. So if anybody's listening to this right now, please do not be offended. Do not think I'm making light of mental health, of anything, or, you know, making fun of anybody. Like, just disclaimer, this is legit. I have documented, you know, mental health issues, taking medication, you know, so I'm not that person that's making fun of somebody with bipolar or PTSD or anxiety. Like, I literally have been diagnosed with those things. So I just felt like I should stop and be serious for a couple minutes and address that. Because as I was saying that stuff out loud, again, saying it out loud, processing it out loud, I thought, oh my goodness, somebody listening to this could be like, I was cool listening to her podcast until she started making jokes and cracking jokes about being crazy and all this kind of stuff. Like, who the heck does she think she is? So actually processing that out loud as I was saying it, it made me stop and just get serious all of a sudden, because I felt like I need to address that. And I might address that more than once. I might have already addressed it in previous episodes, but I feel like that was something at that time, at that moment, I thought, you know what, AK, stop. Stop what you're doing right now and do a disclaimer and explain yourself. Because if I was a stranger listening to this podcast and I heard that, I'd be like, okay, what the heck? Like, why is she making jokes about being crazy and what? Like, what? I mean, that's not funny. Like, why is she cracking jokes about mental health? Like, that's not funny. Who is she to make jokes about bipolar and anxiety and, you know, crazy? Like, who is she to do that? Like, that's not fair. That's not right. I'm offended by that because I personally struggle with those issues. So who is this random podcaster saying these things? Like, I'm offended. You know, I would feel some type of way if I was listening to myself, you know, on the other end, not knowing. So I just felt like I should address that, because it's like, if I was an outside listener, I'd be like, okay, now I feel better with her explanation, because she's not making fun or ridiculing anybody with any mental issues, any disorders, anything, because she's saying that she's diagnosed, she takes medication. She's kind of poking fun and making light of the stuff with herself. Like, I'm literally talking about myself. You know, I'm not saying, oh, people with bipolar disorder. Like, I am people. You know, those memes you see? Like, I am people. So it's one of those things that I feel like, you know, please don't take offense, because that I am people. So I am the person that has those documented, you know, disorders, illnesses, issues, whatever you want to call it, documented medication. You know, that's me. So I know I've been talking about this for a long time, but I just feel like I need to keep reiterating that, because I don't want to offend anybody. So please don't be offended if you do struggle with mental health, because I'm not making fun of you. I'm kind of making fun of myself, poking fun of myself, because I am people. So again, I do have documented mental health issues, struggles, you know, every day. Like, that's me. You know, so it's like, I try to, I guess, kind of, again, if you can't make fun of yourself, who can? You know, it's just one of those things, you know. So yeah, I feel kind of bad. I feel really bad. Why do I feel so bad? I guess I don't have a reason to feel bad. If you've listened to some of my previous podcasts, you know that when I was in therapy, the therapist was like, well, why do you feel guilty? Why do you feel bad? Like, and I'm like, I don't know, because I'm supposed to. Like, you know, who said you have to feel bad? It's just one of those things, and it probably goes back to childhood trauma, but I feel really bad and feel, but again, I just don't want anybody to be offended by the things that I say, and again, it's not, I'm not joking, I'm not being funny and making fun of somebody who has these, like, oh, she's making fun of people with bipolar disorder, or ha ha ha, or anxiety, or anybody that has any type of mental health issue, or takes pills, or, you know, what if she says they're crazy? No, it's not them. It's not they. It's me. I am they. I am people. I'm talking about myself, okay? So I'm going to stop talking about it, because it has been a few minutes. It's been longer than a few minutes, but I just wanted to keep saying that over and over and over, because it did sound really weird and really offensive, you know, me kind of talking about mental health issues that way. It did sound really bad, so... You know, okay, I'm done being serious. Moving on, back to the funny, silly foolishness, whatever I'm doing. Okay, so yeah, I don't know what I was saying before that. Like, oh, it's about self-talk, talking to yourself. Yeah, so I really like these podcasts in that sense, and that's actually why I started doing it. I think, I did the first episode, I think it was 2020, and I think I started it because I know I talked about how I quit my job. And I started that PhD program. And I think, again, I'm not going to go back. I hate hearing myself talk. I'm not going to go back and listen to it. You can go back and listen to the very first episode or whatever. But I think that was kind of where I was going with that. I quit my job. I'm doing this PhD program. I have no, like, human interaction. You know, I don't leave my house or whatever. So it's like, okay, well, here's this podcast. You know, again, I didn't expect to go viral. I wasn't doing it for the likes and the fame and all this kind of foolishness. I'm not trying to be an influencer, none of that. Like, no, please, no. I don't want that. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this was because I wanted to make a podcast for regular people. No offense, like, influencers, all those fancy people, TikTok and millions of followers. But I wanted to make something for regular, everyday people who have the struggles with, you know, teaching, PhD, whatever going on in their life, that it's like, okay, I can listen to someone who is kind of what I'm going through as well, the stuff I'm going through as well, or something I can relate to, something I'd rather hear than these fancy influencers, you know, just something that's really chill and that's 100% real. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this as well, you know. So yeah, also to vent, you know, just all kinds of reasons, but it's just like, I wanted to do this because I wanted to listen to this. And there are plenty of people out there who do something like this, who have podcasts for the regular everyday person. Just listen to this podcast. It's kind of like listening to someone talk, and it's like, wow, I can relate to that. Like, bro, I feel you on that one. Wow, yeah, she's saying what I'm thinking. Dude, what? You know, we're just kind of like, yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, it makes sense. And just that kind of stuff, you know, so... But again, if you're listening, please keep listening. I appreciate it. Feel free to leave comments. I'm not sure how the comment stuff works, but I think it's like you can ask a question. It's like Q&A or something, or you can like leave a comment. I don't exactly know what, but whatever it is, I mean, please do it, you know, because I like, obviously I can see now with like the stats and like the demographics and stuff of people listening to it, like how many plays there are, like what platform they're listening to it on, which country, the age, like demographic, like I can see that stuff now. I probably could have seen it the whole time, actually. I might have been able to see it the whole time. I don't know. But I can see that stuff. It's like, okay, even if nobody comments or whatever, like, I can see, okay, this person was from the U.S. They were between the ages of 35 and 50. They were a woman. They heard it on Apple Podcasts or whatever. And it's kind of like, okay, cool, you know. But so if you don't want to leave a comment or, you know, acknowledge that you personally are listening to this, that's fine too. But it's just one of those things. Like, you know, everyone, I think, needs encouragement. You know, it's like, I guess, I don't know, in a sense, I know my voice is being heard because I see that there are plays, but at the same time, it's like, do I really care about my voice being heard? Do I really care about that? Or do I care more about the fact that my voice is out there, that I'm putting myself out there, my voice is out there, whether or not it's being heard or listened to or taken seriously or whatever by other people? Is that what it's really about? Now, see, I'm saying that out loud. I'm processing that as I'm saying that out loud. And I think that it's more of the therapy aspect of me knowing that my voice is out there. If somebody comes across it, somebody listens to it, they can relate to it, that's fantastic. And I really hope to be that person for somebody else. But if not, I just know, and I'm comfortable in the fact that the things that I say and that I think or whatever, it is out there on a platform. You know, that, I mean, because as a politician, as a political scientist, as a teacher, all the things that define me, like career and all that kind of stuff, that one of the most important things is putting my voice out there. My voice being out there, being heard, just being available. You know what I mean? So it's like, again, I'm processing out loud what I'm saying. So I think that that might be more of what it is, you know. But I guess I want to know if people listen, because, like, again, I know there's people out there that can relate to me, that listen to this stuff, that's like, dude, you know what, AK, you're onto something. Like, wow, I never thought about it like that. Or I totally agree, you're saying what I'm thinking, I'm so glad I'm not the only person that feels that way, you know. I mean, so let me know, you know, just kind of let me know, just. And, you know, and I'll respond back to you, obviously. I'm not sure how that works, if I can respond back. I don't know how it works, but I'll respond back. I'll interact with you, you know, because, again, it's like I like the idea of knowing that I could be possibly helping somebody else through something, or helping somebody else in the sense of, like, I'm saying something that it's like, that's exactly what I was trying to say. I just don't know how to say it, like, word-wise, or, you know, that's the thought I was thinking, and, you know, just let me know one of those things. So, oh my gosh, guys. So it has been 53 minutes. I did not plan on talking this long. Now, if you listen to my other podcast, you're like, okay, that's cap. I'm calling cap on that. I've seen how long the other ones are. I really did it. I promise. I didn't mean to do that. Mainly because the way I felt nauseous, and I felt, you know, but I feel better now. So I guess that's why I kept talking, because I feel better. You know, so, I mean, I don't want to say I'm sorry, because, like, you don't have to listen. You don't have to still listen to this 54 minutes in. Like, I'm not forcing you to listen to it. So I'm not going to apologize. And plus, it's my podcast, right? Like, why should I apologize for how long it is? You know what? It's one of those things about the guilt thing that my therapist taught me, you know, that asked me, like, why are you feeling guilty for what? What are you feeling guilty for? So, no, I'm not sorry, and I refuse to apologize that this podcast is super long, and the last one is super long, and they're all super freaking long. I don't apologize, because I'm not making you listen. Okay, all right. So, again, I'm using the app, which I think is good, because it cuts me off, you know, instead of talking for, like, 2 hours. And I know I was at one point I was like pausing and doing separate videos or separate podcasts because I didn't want it to be super long. So I don't know if you could pause or whatever, but I was doing too much. So I decided, you know what, just keep going, just keep talking. But doing it in the app, I'm cut off at 60 minutes. So that's good, because I could freaking talk all day, because, again, a lot of stuff I say, it's like talking it out loud, you know, expressing what I'm thinking or feeling or what I've written on paper out loud. And again, you hear pauses and it gets quiet. It's because I'm also processing while I'm speaking. So, all right. Well, if you have gotten to the 55 minutes of this, oh my goodness, thank you so much for hanging in there. I appreciate you because, again, I know that some of the stuff I say, these podcasts are all over the place. I don't usually have an agenda. It's just me talking. You know, sometimes you'll get the old ones and I have like a specific topic, but in recent podcasts, it's just me just talking about whatever comes to mind. There's no agenda. There's no bullet points. It's just AK being AK. So, but I just want to say thank you guys. If you have gotten this far, if you have listened to this and listened to any of my podcasts, like many of my episodes, thank you so much. And again, feel free to drop a comment, however that works, or just, you know, let me know, interact and let me know, you know, because it's one of those things that, you know, as a human, it's human nature to kind of want and need encouragement. It kind of, you know, gives you a little oomph, like a little push. It's like, okay, I have that encouragement. I can do this, you know? So it's one of those things. It's not an ego boost by any means. It's just like, you know, needing encouragement. You know, I'm not trying to boost my ego. It's like encouragement, like the drive, the will to just keep going. I'm like, okay, I am making a difference. I really am making a difference in the world or in somebody else's life, you know? So just please let me know if I'm making a difference or you're listening and checking it out. Give me a topic to talk about. Give me ideas about the PhD dissertation. Oh my goodness, please. You know, so, but all right, I promise I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it. So this is AK and I will catch you guys next time.